Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 389, top of the day to you. We're having another quiz special this week where I grab hilarious quizzes that Steph absolutely sweats and panics through. Sometimes going really well, actually often going really well, and other times not so much, but we're here for the ride. So this is a best of quiz special, and we'll be back with more watching suggestions for you next week. Bye-bye. Was Danny born in Nevada or New Jersey?
I really want to say New Jersey, but it's Nevada, isn't it? It's New Jersey.
It's New Jersey.
I got it right because I said I wanted to say God. That.
In a place called Neptune.
Cool.
It's
a good place.
If I had bothered, I would have found another town or city in the US named after another planet.
Yeah. Who could be bothered? But don't you feel like Neptune? Nevada sounds better.
It does. It does. It kind of be near Reno.
And Area 51.
Yes.
You're getting taken.
Yeah. You are. Off you go.
It's a direct portal.
See, in my mind, Neptune. That's right. New Jersey is more sort of like the suburbs of New York. Now, I know you can't say that, but that's my thought. That's my feeling.
Mm.
I feel it's probably a bit more suburban. I've been there, but I can't remember. Okay.
Look, my knowledge of New Jersey, Jersey Shore, Cake Boss, Housewives of New Jersey. So not really.
Cake Boss, I forgot that was a thing. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, okay.
Don't know how spot on I am.
Yeah. Mm. What film did Danny and Rita Perlman act as a married couple in?
Matilda.
Mm. I was looking up how long they've been married for.
A billion years.
But they separated for about a year in 2012, got back together. They got back together again. So it's been, I think they had been married for 30 years before 2012. Isn't that crazy?
They just needed a holiday.
Have a little holiday.
It's just normal. Stop calling me.
Yes, just stop it. What year did Matilda come out?
I don't know. 95.
Oh, 96.
Oh,
that was really, really close.
That
was very close. Yeah.
No, not fair.
I got it almost right. What Batman baddie did he play in Batman Returns?
Penguin?
Yeah, he was a penguin. Mm.
Go me!
That was the one where Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman.
That's why I watched it.
It was so good. Because of Michelle Pfeiffer or the fact it was a cat?
Probably the cat, to be perfectly honest.
How many episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia are there? Do you want multiple choice?
Yeah, because I don't know.
A, 12. B, 172. C, 182. So probably not 12, right? 172.
B?
172. It's a lot,
I couldn't
right?
remember what the actual number
you were like,
was.
One of the numbers?
Yeah. Mm.
Final question. Danny DeVito directed the 1989 film War of the Roses starring Kathleen Turner and who?
Michael Douglas.
I was sure I was going to stump you with that.
No way, Jose.
I was sure I was going to have to give clues. Wow.
I'm really good at some things.
Yeah. When was the last time you would have watched War of the Roses?
Probably when I was like sick in year three and had the day off.
Which is, it's really not a film that you should watch.
No.
You? But, you
I know. Don't think I understood it either.
Do you remember Peggy Sue Got Married?
Yeah.
I tried to find that recently. Mm, couldn't find it. I mean, to stream, you know. You could buy.
Do you know what else was always on when you were sick? Mermaids with Cher.
Yeah, and Winona Ryder and
Christina Ricci.
Yeah, that's right.
Another one you probably shouldn't watch as a child.
But
you did because it had Christina Ricci and Winona Ryder.
Blah, 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 blah. And they dressed as a mermaid in one bit.
And that's why
and that
you
was
watched
it.
Yeah.
Mm. This is about true or false ship yacht names.
Oh, okay.
Are they Is this a name of a ship or boat or a yacht that has appeared?
On Below Deck.
Yes.
Okay, I'm all for it.
Okay,
so
great.
So it's not the galley. Okay.
It's not a galley. Poseidon.
No, false.
Mm. Yeah, false. Because you probably wouldn't want to name it after a movie. Yeah. Good movie, but.
Good movie, but I'm not getting on a boat called Poseidon.
No. Valor.
See, mm-hmm. That's true.
That was in Below Deck. That was a Captain Lee.
That was a Captain
one.
Lee.
I feel like that one was in there for a while.
Was with Kate.
And I just remember the T-shirt, Bella.
Yeah.
Was on, yeah, for a while.
And the blanket when she made the inverted commas rocket ship blanket, but usually they would make it into a V for Bella.
It's so dumb. I love it.
All because a guest annoyed her.
Yes.
Said she had a resting bitch face.
I mean, she does.
She's totally
not lying.
Does.
But, oh my god!
Pete has that tractor. Pete has that tractor. Yeah,
that's a good tractor. Parseval.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's Parseval.
That's the sailing yacht.
Yeah, that's the one with Captain Glenn.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it always has something wrong with it.
Do you feel like that's similar to Valor in that that's been around for ages,
it's
right?
The only it's the one.
Yeah,
that's been
I thought so. Okay.
But, you know, in the last season, they had a new chief engineer and nothing went wrong. So
what was his name? Adam.
Colin. Colin was the chief engineer for the other ones where everything went wrong. So do we blame him?
Yeah, of course we do.
Hmm.
Obviously.
Obviously. I mean, he was rude to Daisy. So we blame you.
You're done.
You're done.
Northern Sun.
Oh, my gosh. Was that the one in Adventure?
No.
Oh, my God. It's false.
That's
it's false.
Good. No, it is one. And I understand what you've done, but it was the older ship that had been redone and it was in Below
in
Deck Down Under. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Northern Sun, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Because it should be Southern Sun, right?
It should be Southern
But then
Sun.
If you say Southern Suns, then people are going to start singing Southern Sun songs from the 90s.
True.
It's a bit true. Exactly. Eclipse.
False.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's real. There is a super yacht. It was built in Hamburg and it is from, it was made in about 2010.
Okay.
And it looked really big. Massive.
If you had a mega
Absolutely
yacht.
Absolutely massive.
Super yacht, whatever they're called. What would you call it?
I would call it, and now I can't remember the name, but I would call it the ship that was Captain Haddock's in Tintin.
Oh, cool.
I think it was in Red Rackman's Treasure. It's right behind you. I think it was in Red Rackman's Treasure, was it? I think. Or the Black Claw or something like that. See, you flicking through that Tintin book just makes me want to read them again. They're so fun.
The next day. Sirius.
Okay. Call it a Sirius. Yeah, Sirius. Sirocco.
Oh, 100%. That's true.
And whose is it?
That's Sandy's.
Yeah, Sandy's. And I remember it.
Can I just?
I remember Hannah.
Yeah, can I just say something? It clearly is Sirocco. That's how it's spelled. Now, I want everybody to go back and watch Captain Sandy try and say it because she cannot say Sirocco.
Really?
She goes, Sirocco.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Sirocco. It's like, that's not the name.
What are you doing with those letters?
What are you doing?
Stop it.
Sir. Rocco, if you have to.
If you have to.
Break it up into phonemes.
You can have a pause. It's fine. Have a pause in the middle. I loved every single moment of that, especially the bit where we started talking about Tintin. It's about Ab Fab. I've got no answers written down because I'm pretty confident I know the answers.
I feel stressed that my reputation is on the line and I'm going to get it wrong.
What suburb of London does Adina live in?
Oh, my God.
It's not Shepherd's Bush.
It's not Shepherd's Bush. It's Holland Park.
Good job. What country did Patsy sell Safi to the white slave trade?
Morocco.
Mm-hmm. Which character was nominated for and an award? An award. Gee, this is really difficult. At the PRPR Person's dinner of the month lunch.
That was Adina.
She didn't win. Spoiler,
no, she didn't.
Sorry, spoiler.
Spoiler alert, but she made it known.
How many kids does Eddie have?
She's got two.
Where did they end up finding Eddie's son, Serge? It was a special.
Yeah, I know it was a special and I can't remember it.
Whoopi Goldberg was in it.
Was it Africa?
No, it was New York.
New York.
Concrete Jungle Where Dreams Are Made.
I don't remember that.
Final question. What is another word for this? You can never have enough hats, gloves, and shoes.
Accessories.
That's it. Yeah, and that was the one where Dawn French was in it. Do you remember?
Yeah.
She was the host.
Yeah.
Quiz. I couldn't give it a name because I don't know what you're doing.
It's TV trivia.
Oh, great.
The quiz.
Give it a go.
It's called TV trivia. Okay. Some of these ones I would definitely not get, but I'm throwing them to you because I have faith.
Okay.
Number one. What is the name of Negan's bat on The Walking Dead?
Lucille.
Oh, my gosh. Was that easy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shame. All right.
It's his murder weapon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They put it in the easy category and I'm like, that's not easy for me, I don't know. Okay, all right, here we go. Michael Cera's character in Arrested Development shares a name with which pop legend?
Is his name like something like George Michael? No, George Michael?
Yeah,
yeah,
you got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that you got it. Okay. Question number three.
Okay.
What is Dorothy's job in The Golden Girls?
Isn't she a teacher? I think she's a high school teacher.
I need a bit more information.
Is she English?
I don't know, but I think that she is old, so she's probably semi-retired.
She's a casual teacher.
Yeah, she's a substitute teacher.
Mm.
Okay. Which Game of Thrones star was nominated for an Emmy for every single season?
Every single season. I'm just trying to think of who. Oh, I know. Peter Dinklage.
Yeah,
yeah, it had to be.
Right.
I was trying to think who was in, who survived them all.
Yeah. It's a very good motive.
Good way of knocking out a whole heap of actors.
Now, if you don't get this one, I'll be forever disappointed in you. Where did Roseanne Connor work on the original season of Roseanne?
Yeah, it was a factory with Jackie, another friend I think hung around for maybe two seasons, and George Clooney. It was like a plastic factory. Did they make like bottle tops or so? It was something weird because I can see them kind of poking the pieces out of the plastic thing.
I'm going to say these guys have got it wrong. You've got it right.
Really? Maybe.
Because I think they've put the second – where was the second place they all went to work?
Oh, the cafe.
What was the name of it? I don't expect you to remember.
I don't remember.
The lunchbox.
Oh, that's right.
But you've got it right. They've got it wrong.
Losers.
Call yourself an internet quiz.
Yeah. Gee.
Okay.
Who has credentials on the internet? Obviously not them.
Oh, my God.
Becky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is probably – a good one.
Just to wrap it up with.
Wrap it up with. Okay. What current TV show is the longest running primetime live action show ever?
Live action. So it's not The Simpsons. Live action. So that makes me think it's a scripted series.
It's a scripted series. It's probably got 4,003 episodes.
I probably haven't watched it.
Probably not.
It's American?
Yes.
Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Good.
I like your idea though, but this has been going longer.
Oh, it's a soapy.
No.
No.
It's a cop show.
Oh, Law and Order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do say Law and Order SVU, but I'll give Law and Order.
There are so many Law and Orders.
Because there are 4,000 episodes across the franchises, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You watched a lot of those,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, I do like it. I do like it.
I think I've watched one episode. Isn't it weird? Like some massive series you just
don't do.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. I used to watch Grey's Anatomy, but every single episode is so depressing and you'd cry that I would finish the episode and feel worse about the world and life that I went, I have to stop this.
Yeah.
This is not healthy.
And that's been going on for years and years. So did you ever watch ER?
Yeah.
Was that depressing as well? Not as much.
No, not as much.
I did watch a few episodes. I didn't follow
it. Yeah. Grey's would kill off a lot of the main characters.
In a sad way.
Really sad way. And they would like either draw it out for a long, long time. Like it was emotion based, or they would just shock you.
Yeah.
Someone's gone. You're like, what?
Yeah. Where The Walking Dead, they just want to shock you. So you say goodbye to about half the cast.
And
every
season. Says it in the title, doesn't it? Dead. You're going to.
That's true.
Like, don't
you're
get
either
attached.
Walking or you're dead.
And everybody knew Game of Thrones was exactly. Don't get attached.
Yeah. Don't get attached to anything. Are you ready for a quick quiz?
Yeah.
Now, this is not really a quiz. It's just I'll tell you some of the winning things from the Golden Globes earlier this week, and you tell me if I can be bothered with it. So it's called Am I Bothered?
Am I Bothered?
Am I Bothered, though?
Yeah.
Flow. It's a movie. I'll give you the synopsis, and you tell me, is Leah bothered?
Okay.
Cat is a solitary animal. Well, but as its home is devastated by a great flood, he finds refuge on a boat populated by various species and will have to team up with them despite their differences.
So it's about an actual cat. You're bothered.
I am bothered. I'm bothered.
There's going to be a sad moment
I know,
in there. But
I'll only watch it once.
Fast forward.
Okay. The Substance. This is the Demi Moore one. Do you know what it's about?
It's a horror.
Yeah.
So no, you're not bothered.
It's too scary.
Too scary.
Someone want to say go, Demi, good work, but I can't. It's too scary.
Go, Demi, good job. Yeah. Someone verbally tell me the storyline. I'll listen, but don't make it a visual. Not bothered.
The Last Showgirl. This is the one with Pamela Anderson where she is part of an acrobatic show in Vegas and there's some sort of problem on her 50th birthday where she gets fired and all of this happens and she has to transform her life. Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I reckon you'll
watch it. I would be bothered. Because I want to go for Pamela.
Yeah, exactly.
Go for her. The Brutalist. Escaping post-war Europe, visionary architect arrives in America to rebuild his life, career and his marriage. On his own in a strange new country, he settles in Pennsylvania. Not bothered.
No.
Also, that movie's 3.5 hours long.
Not doing it.
Jodie.
Do you know when he was like settled in America? I was like, she's not watching it.
Jodie Foster, The True Detective, Night Country.
Yeah, you'll watch it.
I've seen it.
Oh, stop it.
I remember you talking about it.
She won for it. Yeah. I mean, Jodie is Jodie.
She's Jodie.
But she's really good.
Really good. That was a good series too. Emilia Perez.
You're bothered.
Yeah. It follows four women in Mexico, each pursuing their own happiness. It's about a cartel leader, a woman. It's got a lot of people. They won lots of awards. I think I'm bothered.
Yeah.
It's like a musical or something.
I don't want the musical nature to turn people off.
But we were just talking about how Wicked is.
I would watch it. But there are some people who are a bit judgy and they're like, musical, I'm not watching that. I mean, Losers.
Just watch Fadan and you'll be fine. She doesn't dance. She doesn't sing.
Do you remember My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good.
That was fun. That was good.
Clever.
That was very clever.
It was musical.
I can see how it would have taken a long time to make. Though.
Holy moly, a long time to make.
Look, you did very well. You got all of those. That's how well you know me.
I know. You only had to say a couple of words.
No.
I let you go for a little bit longer.
I noticed with the one cat and you were like, yeah, she's
done.
Watching it.
She's watching this.
Would you like a quiz?
Yes, I would.
Good. It's about British television programs.
Because you're boycotting.
Boycotting.
Can I dare you to extend your boycott? I just want to see how long you can do it for. One more week?
Yeah, I've been rewatching Fisk, so I could probably do that as well.
I will give you a violet crumble.
I love violet crumbles. Okay.
Maybe even a full size, not a mini.
I thought you were going to trick me and give me a mini, so
no,
but
it nice.
Wouldn't have tricked because then I would have. Anyway,
yeah.
Synopsis, you tell me the show.
Okay.
This is a sitcom and it follows a lady in her attempt to prove her social superiority and to gain standing with those she considers upper class. Her attempts are constantly hampered by her lower class extended family who she's desperate to hide.
It's not Ab Fab, is it?
No. It's a lady.
Yeah, that's Ab Fab is a lady.
She's got a husband.
She does. Oh, yeah, okay, keeping up her appearances. So dumb.
Great show, isn't it?
So dumb.
Okay. Two parts of Britain collide when these two characters fall in love, bringing their families.
Gavin and Stacey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Each episode.
Yeah. Murder Most Horrid.
No.
God, imagine if I got that. Leah, imagine if I got that.
That would be really, when you wake in the night.
Each episode.
Got it. Okay, comics, okay. As they tackle a series of spontaneous improvised sketches with only a few random ideas from the studio audience and their host. It was also made in America afterwards.
Yeah.
It had Ryan.
I know.
Colin.
Yeah, in the Red Steps.
Yep.
It's a question.
Who
do you think? No.
Not
no, I take that back. Whose line is it anyway?
Great. Good one. Good.
I knew it though. I absolutely knew it.
You knew it. We watched so much of that.
Who didn't?
It was so good.
We all thought we could do.
Yeah. Well, I'm as good as them. This is a sitcom about four students in a North London house.
Yeah, it's the young ones.
Yep.
You only had to say four students and I was with you.
Just letting people listening to give you a slow clap because that was really impressive.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well-known British people play detective as they go in search of their family history.
Who do you think you are?
I'd already said it.
You should give me 2 points for that because I already got it. I was in the future.
Police drama series following.
The Bill. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. It's a cup of tea for me.
That's a cup of tea.
Okay, I really am enjoying this quiz so much.
I finished it though.
Okay, I'll give you one. Student newspaper.
Press gang.
Yes. Emergency ward in a busy.
Could have been any of the ones that you just said.
Emergency ward.
Casualty.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh, this
two teams, two vegetables.
Oh, ready, steady,
cook.
Go.
Yes, cook. Ready, steady, cook. Ready, steady, go.
this was one I was going to put in, but
okay.
I ran out.
Okay.
In France during World War II, Renee. Runs a small cafe.
She does.
No, he does. Where the resistance fighters.
Yeah. Oh, nah, it's gone. Gestapo I don't have men. It in my head. Oh.
It's the equivalent of saying ciao, ciao.
Hello, hello.
Yep. That was all brilliant. And now that we've said hello, hello, it's time to say goodbye, goodbye. Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
What's up, come on.